Hello, everyone. Welcome on to Branded. This is the podcast that takes you behind the scenes and beyond the brand. And today we are talking about the art of automation. So if you don't already know me, I am Sarah Glenn. I'm the host of this podcast. And I also, of course, have my own business, Social Jane Media, lots of consulting, branding design, and automation is happening inside of my business right now, which is exactly why I wanted to put this podcast together so that way any of these business owners that are listening to this podcast right now, this may resonate with you depending on what phase you're in your brand's evolution, right? Maybe your focus is awareness. Maybe your focus is automating your business so you can have things happening while you're focusing on other parts of your business, right? So if you caught last week's episode, we were specifically talking about awareness, how to create that really authentic awareness that drives your dream client right into your DMs, has them clicking on your links without even having to have, you know, a sales call, essentially. Not to say that those things don't happen. Of course they do. But when you're crystal clear about who you want to speak to and then create the awareness around that, the right people are inevitably showing up in your realm. And something that I heard recently that it really made me kind of think like, yes, that is so true, is a lot of us will say like, okay, maybe we don't have a big enough audience, or maybe our audience isn't warm enough, you know, something, whatever these excuses may be, all of the reasons why we're saying we can't get to something, they're all just bullshit, essentially. These are all just blocks that we are putting on ourselves and our businesses that are stunting its growth. So when you say like, okay, well, I just don't have the right people in my audience, I guarantee you do have the right people in your audience. You're just not speaking to them. You're speaking to the masses, right? You're not zeroing in and getting laser focused on who you actually want to work with, not who you want, like all the money you want to make, right? Oh, I just want to get paid by anybody and everybody. Cool. Yeah, a lot of people do. But who do you actually want to work with? Speak to her. Talk to her. I guarantee she is already in your audience and she's just not resonating with your content yet because you're not actually talking to her. So I know it's a concept that can be a little bit confusing whenever you're getting yourself out there into the online space. It's this gigantic ocean of people, right? And you see the potential for how just insanely massive you could make money, you could make connections, all the things. But you're only gonna make those insane amounts of money and connections when you get super focused and you talk to that one person that you want to work with, the one person that you want to hop on a call with and help run through their business, their life, whatever it is that your zone of genius is, speak to her. So that was kind of our awareness episode last week. Of course, just you can binge any of these episodes. They live on Spotify, YouTube, or Facebook. And then today I want to really hone in on the art of automation. So I did a post recently where I was talking about like, what are some like three things that I do not do in my business? And one of those things is utilizing AI for absolutely everything, right? Like I don't utilize AI to write all my posts, to write all my emails, to schedule absolutely everything in my business. I don't do that. I actually utilize AI very intentionally. And it's typically only when I'm feeling a little bit of a lack of like expansion. Like maybe I'm living too much in my own little box that I've created for myself. And I need kind of a little bit of a springboard to help just get me thinking differently. That's what I use AI for. Now, on the other side of the coin of automation is all of the incredible tools that are inside of, you know, all-in-one platforms and your email marketing systems, your calendar systems, all of those things, a lot of them are underutilized or they're being utilized in a way that essentially is replacing the human component. And so you end up feeling really disconnected from your business and your voice feels really watered down. We don't want that. We want you to fucking love your business. Like, when I talk about automations and how to optimize your current operations that you are doing, I get really fucking excited. I have been getting actually text messages over the last couple of weeks from clients of mine where they're finally starting to see the traction of the work that we've been doing together, because it doesn't happen overnight, right? But I'll give you a couple examples. So there's a client of mine, we've been working together for many months now. She came to me saying, I want people to be able to just show up on my website or go onto Amazon and buy my book and end up in my programs. If at some point in that journey of them buying my book on Amazon, I have to hop on a call with them, or, you know, they request some sort of consult before they jump into my programs, I'm more than happy to do so. But I want this process to be a really, like, just this flowing kind of stream of nurturing, connection, authenticity. And at the other side of that is the no-brainer choice that now this brand new client is like, holy shit, I am so glad I stumbled upon this business owner. So now I can be taking care of this thing that I have been wanting to find an answer for. So it's been really fantastic to get these text messages from my clients. And they're like, oh my God, I just had someone sign up for my highest ticket offer, all because a couple months ago, they bought my book on Amazon. Thank you so much for setting up the automations and all of the nurturing and all of the emails that went out to them. So they stayed in my world, they stayed connected to me, and they knew how to purchase. That for me is like the biggest win that you possibly could have as a business owner. And just this weekend, actually, this most recent weekend as I'm recording this episode, another one of my clients, she was like, oh my gosh, I am so excited that we just started email marketing for my business again, because already I had someone sign up for my membership from the email we sent out this morning. And then same thing happened today. She sent me a text message and was like, oh my God, we sent out that email this morning and I had someone purchase the offer. So don't get it twisted. Like, the people that you are wanting to buy your offers, they are already there. They are already sitting and waiting for you to show up and to speak directly to them and then give them a no-brainer option of what to do next, whether it's book a call, purchase an offer, you know, buy your book, listen to a podcast, whatever that thing is you want them to do, they're ready to do it. They are hungry for it. And it like gives me goosebumps right now just thinking about the fact that this client of mine, who she has not been doing email marketing like at all, but she has a really incredible community of people that she's been nurturing over on Facebook, but their emails have been sitting dormant inside of her email marketing system. So we finally got it on the calendar to say, okay, we're going to focus on email marketing moving forward. And this is the messaging that we're going to do. These are the offers we're going to talk about. And just from two emails that we sent out over the last like couple days, she got someone buying her offer out of each of those emails. Now that's going to keep happening. That's going to keep snowballing. And of course, you want to always get new people into your email list. But that's what I mean when the right person that you want to buy your offers is already sitting there and waiting for you to show up. And automation, email marketing, really embedding your automation in all the right places of your business creates this nurturing environment for your clients and your potential clients so they can stay plugged in to you and what you're doing while you're off creating new things. And it allows you to not feel so disconnected from your business. So obviously there's transformative power in having implementation of all these automated sort of things happening throughout your business. So a couple things, and I've got some notes here that I want to stay on track, and I don't want this to be a long episode for you guys because I really want it to be tangible that you can hear this, light bulb goes off, and you're like, okay, I'm going to go take action right now and do at least one thing that can help streamline my business and maybe even just check off one of those to-do list tasks that has been like lingering on your business task list for fucking ever. And you're sick of looking at it, right? You're like, I got to just get this done. So when you strike that right balance, right, between automation and the human component. Now, this is where the art of automation comes into play, in my opinion, is striking that balance, finding that harmony between what is automated and when does the human actually come back into the equation and pick up where the automation has left off and keep the conversation going. Which is why it's important to stay plugged into your business so you know when that automation, when is the end, when's that stop for the automation? Because let's say you've got a freebie. You have this lead magnet. People are opting into it. You have one single email that goes out that says, thank you so much for downloading my freebie. You give them the freebie and then they never hear from you again. Why have they given you their email address in order to get the freebie if you're not going to do anything with the email address? You might as well just given them the freebie and asked for nothing in return. It's a conversation you want to create. So they say yes to the freebie. They give you their email. Now it's your responsibility to pick up that communication. It's like a telephone, right? They gave you the email address. You want somebody on the other line, on the other end of that line, to pick up the phone and say, awesome, let's keep this conversation going. So it's great if you have that initial email that welcomes them, says, you know, welcome to Social Jane Media. What you can expect to see when you're here is this, this, and this, right? But then what? So by implementing a series of emails that goes out maybe every 24 hours, that goes out maybe once a week, you can continue to nurture this new lead and share information with them that helps them understand what it is you're about in your business. And of course, in your messaging, you are speaking directly to your absolute most dream client. Maybe that's not them right now. And so maybe they don't resonate with the emails and they don't click and buy or something of the sort. That's okay. They're still there. They're still ready to be nurtured. And you're going to keep sending emails throughout the duration of, you know, your business because you understand the importance of keeping that conversation flowing. Now, email marketing is not the only place that you do this type of automation. Let's say, for example, you want the human component in all aspects of your business. One place that you could implement automation for something like this is, let's say you have a calendar. You've got a booking calendar. You want to take consultation calls, but you need to be notified when that call is made or when the call is booked, right? That's a piece of automation that is going to be highly beneficial for you. If you get an alert immediately when someone books something or buys something from you, you can reach out to them right away. And you can say thank you. You can welcome them to your communities. You can get them into your Facebook groups. You can do manual things from that point forward, right? And that's why I say automation in all the right places. Not every piece of your business needs to be automated. AI does not need to be writing every single post that you do. AI does not need to be writing every single email that you do. Because I guarantee if you are doing that, you are not feeling connected to your business. You feel like your content's falling flat and you feel like your voice is watered down, right? It's almost like you've hired somebody to be in your business to replace you. You're the fucking secret sauce. Don't replace yourself in any capacity. Implement automation in places that help support you to be your best, to show up your best, to not get burnt the fuck out, right? So a couple places where I would start implementing automation and doing it very mildly, right? Like you don't need to go all in to all aspects of automation from the get-go. It can feel incredibly overwhelming. And to be honest, in order to have automation that works really seamlessly, that actually feels like human nurturing, you have to be incredibly intentional about how you set it up as well, right? So you want to be saying the right kind of things in those nurture emails, or maybe it's a text message you're sending to them. You want it to sound like you and feel like you, like they're having a conversation with you on the other end of that telephone line, right? So ensure that if you are using something like ChatGPT, that you learn how to write really good prompts that then give you information and content that actually sounds like you, then sure, go ahead and copy and paste that into an automated workflow or something of the sort, but be really intentional about what you're saying, how you're saying it to, you know, these people booking their calls, buying their offers, purchasing the products, all of those things. And then ensure that you know, when is the stop point of this automation? Where does this come to an end? And I need to be prepared to pick it back up. Because if you're trying to implement automation through the entire process and never, ever have a conversation with a client or a customer, I'm sorry, that's not going to work. Like, people can feel how detached you are if that is what you're doing. I've personally experienced that where I have gone through like an onboarding process. And at first I thought, whoa, this is amazing. It's completely automated onboarding process. Well, at some point when the onboarding was done, I expected a human to come in and to talk to me about it, right? How did you enjoy the onboarding process? What did you learn? What are you implementing? What's happening in your business? None of that was happening. And all of a sudden, when the automation ended, I just felt like I was abandoned. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do next, right? What's the next step for me? So that's why automation is so important, to know, when is that stop point? When is it important for me to come back into play and start picking up that conversation again? So some things that you can utilize automation for right now today, think about, what are these routine tasks and like processes that you have? So automating repetitive tasks like data entry and invoicing, appointment scheduling, you want to make sure you've got a platform that can support you in this. I personally use an all-in-one platform that has all of this built in for me. I have now even transitioned all of my invoicing into this platform, and I set it to where it's got a 14-day, you know, net term. So I expect my invoices to be paid within 14 days. And if they're not, it's going to re-email out that invoice for me. And it's going to remind that client, hey, invoice past due. That's not a task I have to do anymore. I have included automation in all of my appointment scheduling, whether it be someone booking a free brand Q&A call, someone's paying and booking for a consult call, we're doing a podcast like interview. I have implemented automation for any calls that get booked with me, that they get a text message of confirmation. They get a text message 24 hours before we get on the phone, a text message an hour before we get on the phone. And guess what? I'm also getting those text messages because I'm busy. And I need reminders too. And yes, those things live on my calendar. But if I'm doing a bunch of things, getting a text that's like, hey, 1 hour, you've got a call with Suzanne. Guess what? I am shifting my mindset to saying, okay, I need to get prepared for this call. I'm ready. So having automation for tasks and processes that sometimes can get forgotten about, really, really vital. And it totally levels up your professionalism, because now this person who's booked a call with you and has potentially paid for this call, now they're not going to miss this call. They're going to feel prepared for this call, and they're going to feel like you are ready to receive them, right? It's a full reciprocation, right? Another way you could automate some of your business is through customer service. So things like chatbots, this is something that I'm going to start implementing into my business here pretty soon and into a lot of my clients, because me and a lot of my clients are utilizing a very similar all-in-one platform. The code is similar. It's just different businesses. But there's these chatbots that can be embedded into your business. And so let's say you have a chatbot living on your website. So very similarly, you could have like a frequently asked questions section on a landing page, a website, even your emails. You could have this section. And actually, if you're on my email list, you've been seeing my emails over the last month or so. I now have, underneath my email signature, I have an FAQ section. And it's where you can book a free call. It's where you can download a free resource. It's where you can learn more about the all-in-one platform that I utilize. These are frequently asked questions. I am embedding this information into all of the things that I'm sharing. And you can do the same thing with chatbots on, let's say, your website. So you can have pre-written out questions and answers. So when someone pops into your website, you can automatically have some responses that then maybe say, you know, are these the answers you're looking for? And if not, you know, please give us 24 hours and we'll be back to answer your question. And then it allows somebody to not feel like they're just hanging out to dry, that someone's going to be there to support them. So something like chatbots for frequently asked questions, it is really smart. I'm going to start implementing that into my business and my clients that I'm working with regularly. But it's something to think about, right? And understanding that like personalized support will be provided and that the chatbot, I mean, be transparent about it. This is the Social Jane Media chatbot. She is here to support you on your frequently asked questions. If you need personalized support, click here and book a call, right? Like you could say something as simple as that, be fully transparent on what you're doing. You're not trying to trick anybody into thinking that you're sitting on the computer 24/7 waiting for them to ask you a question. We have lives to live. We are balancing a really beautiful personal life and building really beautiful businesses. We do not need to lie to people to think that, you know, in order for them to work with us, we have to be available 24/7. That is not true. That was something I needed to learn. Boundaries. Okay, another way you can implement automation: lead nurturing and follow-up. We already kind of touched on this with the example of having a freebie, a lead magnet, right? You've got an email sequence that continues to follow up and nurture, providing value, telling them what's going on, giving them availability to click and buy something else or book a call, whatever the case may be, right? You continue to nurture. And when it comes to email marketing, I'll say this. I think a lot of people think that it has to be incredibly overcomplicated. If you're on my email list, you will probably notice a pattern of how I share information. So I'll send an email out on a Monday. That day's post on social media is almost always the same content. Because guess what? Not everybody on my email list is probably opening and reading those emails. I get hundreds of emails a day. Sometimes they get deleted and I'm like, oh shit, I haven't seen an email from so-and-so in a while. I've probably accidentally deleted it. I know that that happens. I'm not going to take it personally. It means nothing about me, right? I'm sharing the information and that's my responsibility. How I share it and how I say it, the rest is out of my hands. So I take it upon myself to take that same information because I know it's really fucking good information and I put it on my social media. I also repurpose it into my story slides for that day. I'm presenting the information in various ways and in various sort of mediums. So that way, maybe the right person who I'm speaking to might be online today and she's going to see it and she's going to be like, yep, I've been waiting for this. This is what I needed to see and hear. I get messages in my DMs all the time where they're like, I needed to see what you wrote today because it really gave me the kick in the ass that I needed. Or, oh, this reminded me I needed to do this in my business. I've been putting it off. So when you have the right kind of messaging and you're actually saying it like, hey, I've got really fucking great information over here. I'm not going to force somebody onto my email list in order to hear and see that information. Now, if you are on my email list, it's essentially like a really super private container that if there is something private that I'm not going to share on social media, if I have a special offer, any of those things, my email list is going to see it first because those are people that have specifically raised their hand and said, I want to be here and I want to hear about the things that you have. So I am going to focus on nurturing that community before any other community. But I know not everybody reads emails. So lead nurturing, following up, and email marketing, it does not have to be complicated. If you have one good idea a week, that can turn into an email, a live, a podcast, all of your posts for a day, all of your story slides for a day. Hell, it could even turn into multiple pieces of content throughout the week because there's probably multiple facets of that concept that you have, right? So stop overcomplicating the idea aspect of it. Get one good idea and understand how to simplify and turn it into all sorts of other forms of communication. I'm doing this with another client of mine who she has been struggling to feel like she has a grasp on her business because things, she just is doing so much and she's so capable and she wants to be able to nurture her community in her email. She has so much incredible information and free resources that she understands she's got a warm market in her email list that she is not touching. So her and I have gotten together. We've started building these email marketing campaigns. Now we're sending out 2 emails a week, right? I'm designing them. She sends me kind of a brief overview of what she wants to be saying and where she wants to point people to. I write it up, I design it, and we send out 2 emails a week for her business now. And it is like gaining traction and it's getting people to really recognize how incredibly valuable her and her resources are. And that's the power of doing some automation where automation should be, right? I'm writing these emails for her weeks in advance and we're getting them scheduled and they're sending out twice a week, exactly when she wants them. We're making them into social media posts. We're utilizing automation, but we are taking the human component and we're being the creators and we're letting automation do the actual like publishing of things. And it has been so seamless and it has created so much more space for her to be creative, to be more excited about her business. Like it's really fucking cool to see that happen. On that same note, content distribution. Are you scheduling out your content? Now, I would not suggest scheduling content more than 30 days in advance. Things change, things evolve. What you care about today and you find incredibly important today may not be the same thing 30 days from now. So I actually only do 1 week at a time, if that. Sometimes it's only a couple days in advance. And I give myself permission to be creative and to allow what is happening around me to inspire me, right? Like I'm working in my business every single day, but when I have an idea and I'm like, ooh, that's going to be great to post on such and such date, I will go to my tools and schedule that content and then boom, checked off the to-do list. I don't need to think about that again. Right? So content distribution can be really beneficial, but don't let it get out of hand and don't get too detached from it, right? There, everything in moderation. When it comes to automation and AI, moderation is key because it can really spin out of control and you can get really detached from your business and feel like you forget what you did, right? And you don't want that. You don't want to feel detached from your messaging and your communication because then how is that going to be received on the other end? Not very well, probably falls flat on its face, right? And that's what I started to notice when I was doing 30 days of content scheduling at a time. I totally spaced on, I was like, what am I even talking about this week? I don't know. And I'd almost have to wait for the post to show up to be like, oh yeah, I remember now, this is what I was doing. And guess what? I had no fucking engagement on it because I forgot about it. I totally put it out of my realm of like my energetic realm. Nobody was there ready to receive, you know? So you have to be, find that balance with content distribution. The all-in-one platform I use has a really awesome like social media scheduler. It'll go to TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook groups and business page, Instagram. You could do reels, you can do stories, you can do posts. Like, it's really robust. I don't use it for all of those things for the sole purpose of I want to stay plugged into my business a little bit more than that. But I definitely use it for some regular just post on my feed. Whenever I'm thinking about it and I'm repurposing an email, best way to do it. I'm already in the platform. I just click over to Social Planner, schedule what I need to, and done. I do this for a client actually as well. And it's been great. And then of course, analytics and reporting. If you have something in place, like for example, the all-in-one platform, or maybe you're utilizing some other kind of email marketing software or a calendar software or something of the sort, you can set up reports to be sent to you. Like how many clicks are you getting on things if you're sending stuff? And are people finding you? What are the peak times of day that your content's being seen? A lot of these reports you can find inside of your social platforms too. So reporting and analytics, there's definitely a place for it. If you're not ready to focus on that in your business right now, it's okay. Just show up, be you, have authentic connections, have fun with it, ensure that you're playing in your business. And the analytics and the reporting, I mean, there's a time, there's a place for it, but it's not something that you need to let stall you or stop you if it's not something you're doing yet. So obviously, you know, there's a lot of areas for opportunity when it comes to automation. And I'm going to start to wrap this up because I want you guys to be able to understand that it doesn't have to be super complicated, but it does need to be very intentional. And so if you are someone who is building a business and you are finding that you're capturing, you know, a new lead, and then you can't find that lead again, like, where did they disappear to? It's probably because your business just doesn't have the infrastructure in place to continue nurturing them and place them right in front of your purview to say, okay, this person opted in for something, they got nurtured, here they are again, now it's your turn. Get back into the mix, get connected with them, and start having a conversation. So I am doing an offer right now, if you're hearing this podcast today, for 4 one-on-one consultation calls for only $333. This is not something that I will be running forever and always. I don't have a lot of free time on my hands. And so I'm only going to extend this offer to a certain number of people. And once I kind of, my calendar gets full, it's done, and I'm going to pause this offer. So I do have quite a lot of people that are booking free consultation calls, that are always in my DMs asking me questions, how to build their business. Maybe they're not ready to commit to doing the work just yet because there's still a lot of their vision that needs to kind of be refined and sculpted. That's exactly what these consultation calls are for. This bundle of calls is specifically meant to help you refine and sculpt your vision for your business, for your offers, for how you're showing up in your business on social. Whatever it is in your business that needs to be like dig in order to level up, that is what these calls are for. So a bundle of 4 one-on-one calls for only $333, like, it's a fucking steal, let me tell you, because those one-on-one, like 1 hour together, the things we are going to dig in and uncover, really mind-blowing, and it's going to help you start knocking through these roadblocks that have kept you stuck and stalled. It's time to build a really beautiful business that runs seamlessly. I know that you want that. I want that for you, and I'm here to help you do it. So I'll put everything in the show notes for you. I am so excited to see your journey. And of course, you know, if this episode resonated with you, please let me know. I read all the reviews, and I'm so honored to have you here. So until next time, we'll have a new show next week, and we will be talking about how to amplify your authority. Thank you so much for listening to Branded, the podcast. Please rate and review. And for more information, visit socialjanemedia.com. I'll see you soon.